you're this guy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Getting that guy in return for cooperation. You see what I'm saying? Now, when I'm talking about the marriage thing and the different levels of relationships, what you got to understand is that it's the value within what's going on that makes her cooperate more. So, for example, when you meet a girl and y'all just hooking up, right? She might come over to your crib and she might, you know, come through, hook up with you, y'all have sex, and then she keeps doing that. Now, let's say you want her to do more things for you. Let's say you want her to do extra stuff. Now, you can get her to do more things. Like, let's say you say, hey, look, I got this business. I want you to help me with my business, right? Now, you can get a girl to do that to a certain extent, but what happens is that she's going to be looking at it like, well, we just fucking. So why should I come help you with your business? You understand what I'm saying? Now, the thing you have to understand is that even when you tell a girl to help you with your business, what's going to help her, what's going to make her cooperate more is the fact that at the time you're telling her to do this, she would have already earned the right to even help you with the business in the first place, which will make her not even ask the question, why should I do this? You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get a little deep. I hope I'm not losing.
No, keep deep. Keep going, man.
All right. So everything is in correlation to how it needs to be and where it needs to be at the time. So, for example, I'll give a business example again. If your boss tells you, hey, listen, I want you to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, right? And before you was only doing A, B, and C. Now, the only reason he's going to ask you to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G is because he's upgrading you to a different level of the game. And he's upgrading you to a different level of the game because you earned it. And then because you earned it, you get better pay. And then therefore, because you earned it, you're getting better pay, you're going to cooperate more with what he's telling you to do. You see what I'm saying? So what you got to understand is everything is in balance to what you're doing. But what I'm saying is you can't be in a business, tell a person to do more work and not give them more pay. You can't tell them to do more work and not upgrade the position. And that's what you guys got to understand. So, for example, me and Steve, you know, we're married. You understand? I also have a girlfriend, right? And there's certain things and certain things that I tell my wife and my girl that I'm not really even giving that responsibility to some random chick. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's not ready or qualified for that level. You see what I mean?
Right.
So that's what it is.
Well, and another thing is, and we got to be 1,000% honest. Not us to be honest, but you guys have to be honest with yourselves. Mm. You got to look in the mirror. Why would a woman want to cooperate with a guy who doesn't know who he is?
Right.
Why would a woman want to cooperate with a guy who has no self-awareness, a man who cannot communicate, a man who can't delegate anything, a man who can't adapt to different kind of women, a man out there who can't see the big picture, a man who out there can't set direction and show assertiveness? Why would a woman want to cooperate with a man who can't even communicate to a woman what he expects of her versus waiting for life to happen for him? Why would a woman want to cooperate with a guy that is using tactics, gimmicks, indirect game? Why would a woman even want to cooperate with a guy? And this is a huge one. You guys don't understand that women do background checks on you all the time. Mm-hmm. And they watch everything you do. They watch where you go on YouTube. They read your little posts. They read your memes. They read all this stuff on Facebook and Instagram. Why would a woman want to cooperate with a guy that always trashes women, always says women are this and women are that, and you know what? She's into the – well, you know, she's for the streets and all this other stuff.
Right.
Women are not going to cooperate with you because they look at boys to men. I mean, it's the group, right? But what I'm saying is that what they're looking for – when they do their background check on you, they want a man that can think with his own self, his own mind, that is focused on results. He drives results. He gets things done. He takes ownership. He has high standards. He takes risks. He's fearless. These are the things that make her say, you know what? Even though I'm an asshole to A, B, C, D, E, and all these other guys, even though I use all these other guys, you know this guy right here? I got to change who I am to get on his motherfucking ride. Because if I don't, I may lose the best thing that ever came into my life. But you guys don't see that. You guys are so busy, like, you know, like in Frankenstein, when they have the pitchforks and the fire, and they're walking down the town as a group. That's the problem. You're not walking alone as a man. Cooperation's got to start with you guys, and they don't have that, Licario. They're too busy worried about what other men think. They're too worried. They're too busy being told what to think, Licario, which is very unattractive to a woman, than thinking for themselves. What say you, brother?
Right, and also too, this is what I want to say too. A lot of guys, when it comes to this whole marriage thing, and again, we're not telling you guys to be married, because most of y'all shouldn't be married.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most of y'all couldn't do this. But what it is that most guys, the reason why so many guys are anti-marriage or scared to get married or whatever, don't ever want to do it, is because most guys who think about this are either beta males or coming at it from a beta male mindset. So, for example, I use the business analogy again.
Yes, sir.
If I hired you for my company and I paid you minimum wage this week, right? And then next week I fucking promoted you to vice president of the company, I'm paying you 6-7 figures, right? You're not gonna respect me. Because even though you might be like, oh, this is great. Last week I was making minimum wage. Now this week I'm vice president of the company. I'm making 7 figures. That's amazing. Even though you like that, you won't respect me because I didn't let you earn it. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't let you go through anything to earn that position. And so you're going to just take the position lightly, like it's nothing. Oh, whatever. I could come in late. I can do whatever I want because I got to this position so quickly without having to go through anything. So therefore, because that happens, there isn't in that situation going to be cooperation. So what happens is a lot of guys who they just let women get in certain positions and they're wondering, oh, how come she's not cooperating? How come I'm not getting any respect? And it's because you didn't let her go through anything to earn that position she's in. You see what I'm saying? So it's again, she has to earn the position she's in. And once she's in that position, you get higher levels of cooperation. So I think that's what you guys got to understand. There's higher levels of cooperation. So what I'm saying is that there you will, and I'll say this is the simplest way I could put it. You will never get the same level of cooperation from a woman that you're just hooking up with, that you've just been hooking up with for a month, versus a woman who you let earn the spot of girlfriend, and you've been with her for 2 years, and she's been consistently cooperative. It's two different levels. You understand what I'm saying? The first girl, she's just going to be fucking you, right? The other girl who's your girlfriend, she may be fucking you. She may be bringing money to the table. She's, you know, investing in all the stuff you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? There's levels to this shit. So a lot of guys think they can get that girlfriend-level cooperation from a chick that they just met. And you have to understand that there has to be a thing where she has to earn the spot to be able to get the position, but also it has to be a thing where she is in the position to feel like she wants to give you that level of cooperation. Because remember, anything that a person does, man or woman, is in their own interest. It's not really even about you. It's in their own best interest. So even a woman's cooperation level is in her interest to what is in benefit to her. And if you are in benefit to her, that's why she does it. But you're going to be in benefit to her. Like what Steve was saying is that if you are that man, if you are that dude who at first understands his value and understands what he's about, you see what I mean?
Licario, I want to say something, piggyback off this
question. Oh my God.
Okay. Guys, this is.
He didn't know what we were saying.
All right. Guys, listen. This is not telling you guys you have to be married. Nobody's saying you have to be married. I am because I wanted a legacy. I wanted a bloodline. I wanted to continue my name after, because I've been fucking since I've been 13. I had the threesomes, the orgies. I was a whore, a slut, and a gigolo. I've done it all. So what I decided on doing was I was looking to someone to carry my name and my bloodline. That's the reason why I got married, because my name meant something to me. What I'm saying to y'all guys, or y'all get it wrong, is that you're too busy listening to somebody else's life and somebody else's story on marriage when you never even asked the question was, who was the bitch in the relationship?
Right,
because
right,
the men,
exactly.
The
right.
men that go around saying, well, she did this to me and she was that way to me. A man with common sense is going to question is, well, why didn't you leave her? You knew she wasn't shit when you first met her. You
right.
knew she wasn't shit when you moved in with her. You knew she wasn't shit when you got engaged with her. You knew she wasn't shit when you got her pregnant, and you knew she wasn't shit when you married her. But now you want to go, and then all of a sudden, not only is she not shit, I'm going to go on YouTube, and I'm going to tell all these young, impressionable young men, I'm going to scare y'all, and it's
right.
like, don't get married, because what happened to me was she treated me bad, and you
mm-hmm.
guys are taking the word of somebody you don't even know as fact. That's why women don't want to fuck with y'all that way, because
right.
you guys are sitting around saying, look at this. Okay, marriage is a bad deal for a successful man. Let me ask you a question. What success do you have, RT, number one, and I'm not trying to be an asshole. What success do you have where you're making so much money you need a prenup? Let's go number one. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Let's keep it real. Number two, the problem is you're basing your worth on what the fuck you do and not who you are. Mary, what does – see, here's the problem. Guys, you got to ask yourself this question. How – the guys that are bitching about marriage and women, how many women – do you think they've dated every woman in the world to
right.
say that marriage is bad? These guys probably went with their first crush – and got their ass crushed, and then what they want to do to you guys is tell you, be like me. Join my revolution. And
right.
you guys don't even see that you fallen for the okey-doke of another dude instead of going out your door and seeing it for yourself. That's
right.
what Lucario and I are saying. Go ahead, Lucario.
And let me say this. This is what I find funny. Let me ask you guys a question. There's two things I want to say real quick. Now, I don't have any kids, right? I don't have any kids. I've never had any kids, right? Now, if I was to tell you or make a video or a channel talking about the best way to raise kids, right? And wouldn't you be an idiot to listen to me about raising kids if I've never raised any fucking kids, right? You'd be like, why the fuck am I listening to this guy who's never raised any kids, correct? So how are you guys listening to guys who've never been married telling you to not get married?
Relationship.
You understand what they're telling you about relationships? They've never been in that situation. What the fuck do they know right now? That's one thing. Now, two, let's say, for example, you trying to learn how to become a businessman and be rich and shit, right? Now, let's say I had a lot of money and I was rich, but I lost all my fucking money, right? And I'm telling you, I get on the internet and say, hey, don't try to be rich. Because if you be rich, you're going to lose all your money. Would you listen to a guy like that about how to make money if he didn't know how to manage his fucking money? So when you have a guy who's been in a relationship or who's been married, but he got divorced because his wife fucking took advantage of his punk ass, why would you listen to him when he don't know what the fuck he's doing? So again, my question is this. You have a lot of guys on there listening to guys who never been in a long-term relationship, who've never been married, or who've been in a long-term relationship, or who've been married, but they were the bitch in the relationship, which is why they're in the situation they're in. So why, my thing is, you guys, listen, if you listen to people like that, you are stupid. I'm telling you, you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You know what I'm saying? So again, we're not telling you, hey, go get married. We're like, do what you want to do. But what I'm saying is that you have to be some form of idiot to listen to somebody about a topic that they actually have never had any real world experience in. You understand what I'm saying? And what does GPA say? There's no benefits for a high value man in being married. It's just common sense. Okay, well, hold on. Let me ask him a question. Have you ever heard of Jeff Bezos? Right? You ever heard of Jeff Bezos? Jeff Bezos came up heavy off of Amazon, right? Now, you're going to say, but wait a second. Didn't Jeff Bezos get divorced and he had to give his wife a couple of billion dollars or whatever? Yeah, he did. But guess what? Jeff Bezos wouldn't have Amazon without his fucking wife.
Thank you.
So he came up with the help of his wife.
Thank you.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? So listen, I would gladly give some chick $30 billion if she helped me make $200 billion. You understand what I'm saying? You could take that. I'm good. You understand what I'm saying? I do that any day of the week.
Nicario.
You know what I mean? But see, that's what dudes don't get. They'd be like, yo, but he got, no, y'all don't, this is what I'm saying, where y'all don't understand the game. So would you rather be a nigga that say, you know what, I'm going to just fuck this girl and that's all I'm getting out of her, but I'm making $50,000 a year versus, hey, I'm going to marry this chick who's been riding with me for years, who helped me make $200 billion fucking dollars. And now that we broke up, cool, take your little change.
You know, the worst part about it is it's common sense, guys. You're watching YouTubers that are in their early 20s.
Right.
That have not even, their nuts haven't even dropped from their stomach. And
right.
You're taking what a young kid is saying versus motherfuckers that are in the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's crazy about y'all. Y'all want to take the word of somebody who can't even show you women.
Right.
Let me ask you guys yourself the question. The guys that's telling you don't get married, stay away, where's his receipts at? Where are the women that are running behind him? Where are the text messages of all the women that want to fuck him? If you ain't getting receipts from that guy, he's just bitching like a woman about something he doesn't understand because he's not even good enough to get a woman.
See, hold on. GPH in the chat. He said $30 billion for a piece of ass. Are you nuts? You don't get the fucking point. How did he get the $30 billion? He got the $30 billion because his wife helped him get the $30 billion. This is what I'm saying. He wouldn't have got the $30 billion if he wasn't working with the chick.
This is
what they don't get.
You can always tell who ain't getting pussy by the statements they make. You can always tell who ain't getting women by the statements they make.
Yo, this is what you guys don't understand. Listen, when you deal with a woman, right? Every woman you deal with has a vagina. They all have pussies. All of them. Right? Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have sex with any woman you're dealing with, correct? So now, if a person said, hey, listen, I got two girls here for you. One girl here, you could fuck her all day, but that's it. Ain't nothing else going to happen but fucking. This girl right here, you could fuck, but in 10 years, she's going to help you make $200 billion. But you might have to hit her off for $30 billion at some point. Nigga, I'm taking the chick. You feel what I'm saying?
It's common sense. It's common sense. But see, y'all guys are looking. Y'all been trained by these YouTubers so bad. You're not looking at what he's saying. In business, if you are starting a business, gentlemen, and your girlfriend or your wife moves one piece of paper towards that business, she files one thing, she does one thing for you with that business, she is to get something from that business, guys.
Right,
y'all,
exactly.
Y'all don't see a lot of y'all guys talking all this. Y'all don't even have businesses to understand what business is about. Y'all don't have women to understand what women are about. So you take a non-business man, a man that doesn't know women, and what do you get? You get these metals. You get these guys.
Right.
You get these guys that want to sit around and complain. See, how do y'all even think a woman don't? Why would she want to be with somebody?
See, GBH don't understand. This nigga said Jeff Bezos is the genius here, not his wife. She just cooks, cleans,
okay,
and fucks.
Okay. Let me get back. Hold on, Carl. Let me get my cracker. Polly, come on, Polly. Keep repeating what some YouTuber told you, and I'll keep giving you crackers. Because listen to what he's saying. Again, do y'all see why y'all lose? Lucario just explained to you that if it wasn't for his wife, there wouldn't be billions.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all understand that? If it wasn't for the help of his wife, there wouldn't be an Amazon, people. You
exactly.
Guys are looking at the end result, like LeCarl was saying. Look at the beginning and think. See, guys.
And look, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Let's say for sake of argument, that's all she did. That's all she did. She cooked clean and she fucked him. That's still helping the nigga. Because you got to understand something. If you're an entrepreneur, you're working a million fucking hours a week. You understand what I'm saying? So now what happens is he's like, damn, I want some pussy. Oh, shit, my wife is right here. I ain't got to go out to the club, to the bar to try to get no pussy so I can focus on this Amazon shit. Y'all been working 13 hours straight. I need some food. Oh, my wife is right there cooking me some fucking food. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I'm working on Amazon for this amount of time. My wife is here getting everything clean. You understand what I'm saying? Even if that was just the shit she did, she held him down. This is what y'all don't get. This is what y'all don't get because, see, and this is what I was saying earlier. Y'all expect women to just do shit and for y'all to not be able to give them anything. That's what niggas want. They want a chick to just do mad shit for them without anything in return. That's not how life works. There's no situation where you're having a relationship with somebody, any type of relationship, where there is not a give and take. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's like me saying, yo, Steve, listen, we're gonna do this show, but I'm just not gonna do it no more. But Steve, I want you to put all my links under all your videos, sell all my books. I ain't gonna say a word, but I want you to give me everything. Not only that, I want you to give me everything you making on your shit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, but I'm like, well, Steve, why you ain't cooperating? How come I expect you to cooperate and give me everything that you got? Yeah. You know, like, come on, bro. Like, these dudes,
well,
goofy. Like,
guys, all we're trying to say to you guys out there is that stop worried about Jeff Bezos. Because you're not Jeff Bezos.
Right.
You are who you are, okay? Worry about you and stay on your street. Stop listening to people that are telling you how to think. We're telling you how to think for yourself. That's the difference. We're trying to tell you that you are capable. If you can figure out what 5 + 5 is, then you can figure out what to do with a woman because you're capable of thought. But when you follow somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about, you become a mimic and a parrot. You guys are mimicking and parroting somebody. And the million-dollar question is, Licario, if you're always following the sun and following what the sun says, what are you going to do when the sun goes away?
You're stuck.
You're stuck, and then you complaining about women. Like Licario said, women don't come out the box a Stepford wife and want to say, well, you know what? I'll do everything you want me to do. No. They've been with so many weak, soft, spineless, ballless men that they need to be trained by a man on what you want them to be like. But if you're worried about the next man because of what he thinks versus your excuses, why does a woman want to be with you? That's the problem, man.
Facts.
All right, so let's go ahead and come in. Guys, y'all call in 51. Let me give them the number to call in, guys. The lines are open. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's go to a quick Licario commercial.
Do it.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Licario, the bad boy of the dating game. And welcome to badboymembership.com. This is the place. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Licario. I know.
Do you want to learn the easiest way to have more sex with more women? Then get the critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. In this book, you'll learn everything you need to know about attracting and sleeping with beautiful women. That's How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. Get your copy today at MrLicario.com. That's MrLicario.com. MrLicario.com.
All right, let me get this one real quick. And I got a question to ask you, Licario, after that. Hold on, let me play. Shit. Hold on, let me. Here we go. Sorry, shit.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
Now, Lil Carl, just we got one y'all to call. Carl, let me ask you a question. I forgot. What was I going to say? All right, here's the thing. You guys can listen to who you want to listen to, but ask yourself the question, what are they teaching you about learning how to even approach, talk, text, date, and fuck women? If they're talking about is how bad women are, how bad marriage is, how bad things are with women, then why do you want to even know about women? If women are so bad, then why do you want to know so much about women? And if women are so bad, why do they keep complaining about them and just say, you know what, women are bad, turn off the YouTube, I'm gone. Why not just say it one time and just walk away? You guys have got to start thinking for yourselves and see that these guys are taking you away and trying to make you more asexual than being a man. Lucario?
Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's what it is, man. And unfortunately, because, this is a video I'm going to probably do later on, but basically a lot of dudes who want to learn game are asleep. You understand?
Yes.
You guys are asleep because you don't understand your value, and you have a lot of people who are on YouTube who are trying to tap into your insecurity. You understand what I'm saying? And so they get you by getting to your trigger of dealing with women. They're like, oh, yeah, these women are fucked up, and they're going to play you. And so you feel like, yes, I want to hear more of that shit, because it makes you feel justified and good with your failure. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so we're trying to get you guys to understand your value, your power, and how you can actually make things work for you and make the situations you have with women work for you. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me go ahead and read the next – where did I – sheet. All right, here we go. Not too long. Okay. My girlfriend cheated on me when she was away with an older guy. We had a beautiful relationship, and our sex together was always exceptional. Our time together was exceptional, as well as the sex. We believed that we were soulmates and all this other stuff, okay? Just the previous night on the incident, we discussed monogamy, and she said that we were delighted with each other and did not want to shop around sexually. I don't know what he means by that. The next day, she wrote me a message saying that she'd been fooling around with an older guy and wanted more of the same. And she said this because of the experience he had versus the experience I had. I thought I was good in bed. I thought I gave her orgasms. But for some reason, there was something else that he was giving her that I thought I was giving her. Can you please help me out and give me more clarity on how is it a woman who is happy with you, how is it that she will leave you to be with somebody else who can give her a better experience?
Well, look, man, look, if the chick that you with don't see you as the better experience, then you need to kick her ass to the curb. You understand what I'm saying? This is real talk. And this is the thing, man. It's like, you know, see, again, one thing is this. If you are on point, then and a chick still don't recognize that, then fuck that bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you are the type of guy who is super insecure, needy, you need to work on yourself, you're not really, making shit happen how you want to make it happen, then of course you're going to see a lot more other guys as better than you because you're not at your best. You don't feel that you're that guy. But if you are that guy and she still doesn't see that, then tell her to bounce. You understand what I'm saying? Tell her you should go with that other motherfucker. Because if I'm on point and you can't recognize that, then that means that you got a problem recognizing value. So then I don't need to be with you anyway. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Look, Carl, I always talk about, I'll be talking about this in the middle of August. Like, you know, we're going to get a new batch of women. You know, we're going to get a new batch of illegal women that are getting into the game. We're going to get a new batch of women that are no longer have mommy and daddy telling them what to do, and they can do whatever they want to do. So the problem is, and I think in this situation, was that this guy had a high school girl and was making high school sex and carried over to the big game. See, a lot of people don't understand. There's the, what do they call it, semi-pros? And then they're the pros. That's just how it is. It's the big boy ball, all right? The Serengeti. And the reason why you always notice how young girls are sleeping with their professors and all this other stuff is based off experience. Because I don't want you guys thinking about she's moving up, left, right, and all that other stupid shit. Women are going to go, when they look at you, brand X versus experience, women are going to go to experience every time, because as women start to get in this game, they start to discover their bodies, Lucario, right? They start to understand, wow, you know what? I can mess with Dawn over here, my girlfriend, and I can mess with this guy over here. I can do both things. I can sleep with three guys if I want to. And I can sleep with two guys. You know, they're learning their bodies, but what they don't want is someone holding them back from learning and exploring their sexuality. The thing about an experienced man is that not only does he allow her to explore her sexuality, he opens doors up in her motherfucking ass that she's never seen before, that then they get hooked on these men. That's what y'all guys understand. Most men that know, like, you always see the old head guys. I guess what I keep telling y'all guys, you could be 70, 60 years old and smash a 20, 24-year-old chick because of your experience. I think what a lot of people are going wrong with all this stuff, Lucario, is that they're too busy worried about the next man, and they're not looking at building up themselves to be an adventure, to be an amusement park of sexual rides and sexual adventure and experiences that a woman will say. Now, listen, not only will she not leave you when you are the experience, she brings women to you because of your experience. Hey, guess what? She won't leave you because of your experience, because you're the top of the top in her eyes, because you are a sexual one. Just like I always talk real quick, Lucario, I say you like Walmart, because you know when you go to Walmart, what do you have? You got everything you need a person can need. If you need auto mechanics, you got that. You need house stuff, electronics, food. Well, with experience, gentlemen, you are a one-stop shop, and that's what draws women in, Lucario, and never makes them want to leave. What say you, brother?
Facts. No, that's real talk. That's real talk. Now, I agree with everything you just said. Also, I want to reply to RT's comment.
All right, where at?
At 1250, at 1150, it should be your RT. He said, Lucario, why get married to have an open marriage and a girlfriend? I'm a player and fuck plenty of chicks. At 1250.
Wait, you say 1250. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, or 1150 is probably your
time. Wait, let me see, because I had to sit him on the sideline and saying some goofy ass shit. Hold on a second.
But he said,
go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. So he says, Lucario, why get married to have an open relationship and a girlfriend? I'm a player and fuck plenty of chicks, but marriage sounds like a sucker move. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Check this out. I bet you can't get none of those chicks you fucking to do this, to write a book with you, to help you sell a book. I bet you can't get them chicks that you fucking to help you get thousands of dollars. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what I'm saying. Understand, you're just fucking those girls, right? I'm fucking my wife and my girlfriend, and they helping me get money. You understand what I'm saying? So who's doing the sucker move right now? You're just getting pussy.
Let's keep it all the way real. When you fucking and you getting a lot of women, you respect the game. That's how I know you ain't fucking. Because game recognizes game in the game. And when you recognize someone that's doing it, you ain't here to topple him down and knock him down. Hey, what y'all don't understand is, just because you married doesn't mean your woman ain't bringing you things, or you ain't doing things like Lucario's saying. Y'all don't even understand how deep. Y'all only see what you see But there are things you don't even know that goes right. on that you don't even see. So what I'm saying is this. If you say you're a player and you fuck plenty of chicks, then why not respect what another man decides on doing? If Lucario wants to be with one woman, two women, six women, as a man, I respect that. I respect him more than a man that bitches about women.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. Don't come in this motherfucker being disrespectful. And if you want to be disrespectful, I'm going to boot your bitch ass out. Because let me tell you something. We ain't listening to you, motherfucker. And if you got so much game, why are you listening to us? If you got so many chicks, why are your motherfucking ass listening to us? So
GPH still don't get it. He said just become business partners. No need to get married. See, this is the problem with this. Let me tell you the real problem with a lot of dudes. Let me keep it all the way funky so y'all understand.
Jesus Christ,
guys, see, you got to understand something. A lot of guys, they want to fuck with women without having to fuck with women. You understand?
Right.
Because most dudes, what happened to them is this. Most guys have really bad experiences dealing with women. So what they do is they come online to learn, how do I get pussy and how do I get women and how do I get women to do everything I want them to do without having to fucking deal with them. So this is why dudes be talking about get on your purpose, get a bunch of money, get a bunch of jewelry, get a bunch of cars. And then they always say this phrase that I fucking hate is that they be like, oh, well, if you do all that, then the women are going to come to you. Bullshit. They say that because they don't want to have to actually deal with women. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the same concept of saying, well, you know, I don't want to have to go to the gym and eat right to get fit. Do you have like a magic pill that I could take or some shit I could put on my stomach to make my abs go down so I don't have to fucking do crunches or eat less? Like, they don't want to do shit. You understand? Because they don't want to have to actually deal with the woman. So this is why they'll say, hey, well, why don't you just get a business partner instead of just fucking with the chick? Guess what? The chick is my business partner. What the fuck are you talking about? You understand? The girl is your business partner. I've said this a million times. Relationships are business.
Yes.
See, the dudes who don't understand that, y'all getting the short end of the stick by just fucking. Listen, fucking is easy.
That ain't
when you know, when you know how to get pussy, fucking is easy. So there's nothing. This is, look, understand. Why? Look, think about a pimp. What does a pimp do? Right? A pimp is dealing with multiple women who's fucking with other guys, but his main objective is let's get this fucking paper. The women are his business partners. You understand what I'm saying? This is what the fuck is going on. So y'all dudes is looking at shit from just the surface level of just fucking.
Yeah.
But when you get to certain levels of the game, you got to understand that there's more to it than that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's way more to it than that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I know a guy who his girl, she's a model and shit. You understand what I'm saying? And what happens is that this motherfucker, he's making money with her by doing the modeling shit. So he got like a company where he got her and some other girls that model for him. You understand what I'm saying? And one of the girls, his girlfriend is one of the models. You see what I mean? And so he's utilizing, of course he's having sex with her, fucking the shit out of her, doing what he does. But he's saying, look, I can get more out of this than just fucking. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what you guys don't get. Y'all just so fucking worried about this thing where y'all don't want to actually have to do anything with women because y'all are hurt by women. A lot of these dudes on YouTube and the internet, y'all so hurt by how women are treated y'all still want pussy. So you're like, how can I get the pussy without dealing with women so I don't have to actually get hurt because I don't have no fucking game in order to get her to cooperate with me. So it's inevitable that I'm going to get hurt.
Right.
So that's why dudes is like, well, I don't want to get in a long-term relationship. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to have to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So dudes, they not understanding. You understand what I'm saying? They're not understanding that there's levels to this shit. And this is what we're trying to explain to you guys.
Yeah. We got calls to call you. Yeah, we got calls. But we're going to bring the three calls in. Guys, What Lucario's trying to say real quick is that if you got to accept and be honest with yourself and say, I'm scared of women. I have no self-worth. Once you are able to be honest with yourself, that's how growth starts. Growth doesn't start by bitching. Growth doesn't happen complaining or making excuses. Because someone said I get money. So what? You get money. That still doesn't make you a fucking man. You're just a guy with money. That's what y'all don't understand, man. All right, let's bring in these calls. 515-605-9373 is the number, guys. Sorry for the long wait. 619-404, then 917. 619, I'm sorry for the wait. Which one, sir? What's your question?
No, you're good. My question to you is, I guess to you two is, from the beginning, when you're dealing with a girl, like from the very jump of the relationship or whatever,
yeah,
how much cooperation should you expect, and how much disobedience should you tolerate before you kick it to the curb?
Would you like to go first, or should I, Lucario?
You go first.
Okay, 619. Great fucking question. See that right there? See that, guys? This is a motherfucker. I don't mean to call you motherfucker. I'm just around Lucario and shit. But this is a motherfucker right here that wants to learn about himself. He ain't thinking about the next man. All right, here you go. 619. What happens is, before you walk out that door, you must have a standard only to what you deem is worthy of your time, 619. What I'm saying is that I'm a drama-free man, period. When I meet a woman, that's probably other than me setting the date up, this is the conversation we're having. I'm a drama-free man. Anybody brings any drama in my life, you're gone. If you raise your voice, you're gone. If you hang up on me, you're gone. If you disrespect me, you're gone. You got to do a lot to stay. So what I'm saying is that you have got to ask yourself, what do I put up with? Because, see, for me, I have no tolerance. Most guys got high tolerance or low tolerance. I ain't got no tolerance. You either going to make the adjustments to my motherfucking ship, or you going to get the fuck off my boat. That's it. So it's not a thing of waiting for her to do things. I'm nipping that shit in the bud. I want you to do. Look, give me a reason to get rid of you. Because I got one waiting in the line. You know, like those little, you know, when you're in the line in the grocery store, you pull that little number tab. I got ones waiting in the line.
Right.
Waiting for you to fuck. So please, by all means, fuck up so I can just move you to the next one in. Lucario, what you got, brother?
Right. And this is what I would say also is that you always want 100% cooperation when you're first dealing with a chick. And you understand what I'm saying? And just in general, you want 100% of cooperation. But this is the key, though. This is what you got to understand. And this is what I want guys to get clear about, because I think this is more so to what we were saying earlier and also to the question, is that if I just meet a girl, right? Let's say I meet a girl at a bar, right? And I talk to her and I say, on a bar, sometimes they have like napkins on there. And I just say, hey, pass me that napkin real quick. Let's say I just got a drink. I say, pass me the napkin. So she passed me the napkin. That means she's cooperating with me. You understand? Already off the jump. You see what I mean? And that's something small. Like we just met, that's something small. Pass me the napkin, and that's cooperation. I say, hey, let's go over to this side of the bar or this side of the spot. Let's go sit over here. I like those seats. She comes with me. Cooperation. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that same girl, though, let's say I hook up with her that night, right? And I'm not going to necessarily the next day tell her, hey, I need you to clean up this whole fucking house. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily going to tell her that. Why? Because, one, we just met, so she's not at that level yet to provide that type of cooperation. And, two, me telling her that anyway is implying that I see more in her than I need to at this moment. So it's two things happening. Understand that when you ask a woman for a certain level of cooperation, you're also simultaneously saying that you are important now to be able for me to even bring this up to you for you to want to do this. You see what I'm saying? So this is what guys got to understand. I'll be wanting just chicks to do shit for you. Understand that you even requesting a chick to do something for you of a certain magnitude is telling her she's that important already. You understand what I'm saying? Which you shouldn't do, which is why she has to earn the right for you to tell her to do certain things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
For that level of cooperation to even be experienced. Do you see what I mean? Yes. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. So it's not a fucking thing where you're like, oh, well, I can just get this girl and fucking to do this. And no, it's not about that. The fact is, because look, you can tell a chick, listen, I'm going to need you to invest like $5,000 into my business, right? By you even saying that to her, that means you've told her that she's at a certain level for y'all to even be having that discussion. And if she's not at that level yet, y'all should not even be having that discussion, because she has to have earned that level to even be, she has to even earn the right to be even giving you that type of fucking money. So I'm telling you, give me money. You got to even be at the point to where it's so crazy. It's like, you have to be grateful for the fact of you even giving me that fucking money. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Look,
crazy.
Lakar also called her real quick, and I'm going to hop on what Lakar was saying. Mm-hmm. There are instances where the woman sees that you have a business and offers you the money without you even saying anything.
Right, exactly.
They're like, you know what? Yeah, look, take my money. Take my money. Mm-hmm. Let me know what I got to do. Show me, guide me, lead me, because being with you is the drug. You're my addiction. You're my habit. And in order for me to even be in your solar system, I've got to change my fucking funky ass attitude, and I got to see your worth, and I'm going to do what I need to do for you, because I know that I'm not the only woman. I know that there are other women trying to get at you. So what am I going to do? Not me, but the woman thinking, what am I going to do to stay in his view? What am I going to do to get his time? So 619, don't make it about when she does this and when she – don't wait for life to happen, because that's what a lot of y'all are being taught. Sit around and wait for shit to happen to you. No, have it already prepared and wait. Let me – hey, 619, do you have a telephone?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a TV?
Of course, yeah.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
What do those three things have in common, brother?
They all benefit me. I mean,
no, they got a troubleshooting guide, brother. Every one of those things has a guide to tell you if it starts to malfunction and fuck up, this is what you do to solve it. It comes with a guide. You don't just buy a phone and then the phone break and then the guy, the company be like, oh, here's the guide on the broken phone. Mm-hmm. You look at the guide, which is your name and your standard. And if you can't troubleshoot and she's giving you problems, you get rid of it. Exchange it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are not, you're not that way. Remember, you're the guide. You're the compass. You got to know what you're going to do before it even happens. You should already have it in your head that if she does A, B, C, or D, I already got my troubleshooting guide. I'll troubleshoot it first by saying, if you do that shit again, you're gone. But if it persists on going, you are a broken, malfunctioned piece of crap. I'm buying something new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting something new. That's what we're saying. You got to create your troubleshooting guide, okay? What you got on that, brother?
Nah, real talk, and this is what I'm saying. Like Steve, you're saying you gotta have your own shit that you want and expect from these situations. And see, this is the thing is that, like I was saying earlier, is that, for example, let's say you tell a girl, "Yo, I want you to come with me on this trip I'm going on next week," right? Now, her cooperating with that. Right, it's her actually coming on the trip. Well, also, what is it telling her about the fact you wanted to come on a trip with you? That's telling her that you feel that she's that important for you, for her to be coming on that trip. You see what I'm saying? So, certain requests that you gotta be careful about the requests that you're even telling a girl to do, because you're simultaneously telling her importance level at this juncture, which it might not be there at that point right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, at 619, we'll let you go. We got other calls to go in, but I want to say something real quick on this shit. Hold on, 619. Let me say something. Give me a second. Let me say something on this. This is why you don't get pussy right here. This is why you guys don't get ass. Because what you guys do, because you're low self-worth, all you do is fuck with these hood rat, trailer park trash, low-hanging fruit type bitches that ain't got shit to offer you. And then because you're low self-worth, you want to say that these women are disrespectful in this generation? Have you been with every chick to make that statement? Mm. You're not even talking to women to make that statement. This is what I'm saying. You're not even making that statement, because here's the thing. You guys have got to start judging women on how they treat you. You can't. Mm-hmm. I can't judge her on how she treats Lucario. I can't judge her how she treats somebody else. I can only judge a woman on how she treats me. But when you say women are disrespectful, they should be, because you want when she meets you, because you have no balls, no spine, your nut laying dropped from your stomach. You let her walk all over your ass. And then when she uses you, then you want to cry that she's disrespecting you. Lucario, I know he was saying that shit about you, but I needed to address that shit.
No, and it's funny because, like, what he's saying these young chicks are hella is disrespectful. It's not that the young girls are disrespectful. Like you said, they're probably disrespectful to you. You understand what I'm saying? Because those same girls who's disrespectful, it's almost like when I hear black guys a lot of times talk about, like, black women are disrespectful.
Yes.
All these black ones. I'm like, bro, no, they're disrespectful to your ass. Because when I see these black women around these white boys, they be hella respectful like crazy, right?
Exactly.
Or when they're around a black guy who is on point, they hella respectful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the women choose who they want to respect. It's that simple. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's. Oh, and 404 and 917, we got you. We just want to say to y'all guys out there listening, at the end of the day, it's not about the woman. It's about you. And y'all got to stop honest with yourself and realize your low self-worth of how you feel about yourself is something that they can taste and see based off of your thirst and your weak-ass experience. Before we bring in 404, let's go to a quick commercial real quick. You're listening to my dog, Mr. Lucario, and Steve the Dean Williams. Let's get Mr. Lucario. Let's do this one.
Until you understand the truth, you'll keep being disappointed in everything you do when it comes to women and the dating game. Welcome to BadBoyMembership.com. You get new, honest, straightforward information every month from the bad boy himself, Mr. Lucario. Think about it, guys. Her pussy is wet, her mouth is watering, and she has nothing to put inside of it but some food. Change up the game by learning what it takes to become the man she needs, not the bitch she wants. BadBoyMembership.com. I keep telling you, the truth is inside you, but wouldn't you rather it be inside her mouth or between her legs?
All right, I love that one. Let me get to this one real quick. Here we go, guys. Let's do this one.
When it comes to confidence and feeling good about ourselves, sometimes we need a punch in the chest to overcome any feeling of fear. When it comes to meeting, approaching, texting, talking, and getting what you want across to her, sometimes, not all the time, we just need that extra push in the right direction before fear creeps in. TheManMindset.com presents The Fucking Man Attitude. It's absolutely fucking free.
All right, here we go. Area code 404. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, sir. You kind of talk up a little bit, sir, but we hear you.
All right. Now, my question was, I got a couple of questions. My question is, when it comes to, like, the disrespect, like what you were just saying, is it all based on how much a woman likes you? You see what I'm saying? Like,
no. Okay, one thing at a time.
One
thing at a time. You want to go on, or we got your question. You don't need to go at lab. We got you, because I know you got several of them. Can we answer that one real quick, sir?
All right, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
You failed to miss the point. Disrespect should not happen before you walk out your door, because you have a standard already in place for the disrespect before it even happens, sir. Does that make any sense?
So as soon as you see it, you just walk away from it. But
okay,
that's what I'm saying.
What if what? I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, Now, what if like you're in the con, like let's say you get a girl's number, or y'all exchange numbers, and everything is cool. But then, like, you know, based on what you just said before, how she's dealt with certain type of guys, and she's dealt with a, like certain type of situations, she starts to say certain things to you or do certain things. Like,
what did she say? Okay, but tell us, what did she say and what did she do?
Oh, it's not a specific chick. I'm just saying, like, okay, let's just say chick might say, I like for a guy to buy me stuff before anything happens, or I like to get gifts, or I like for a guy to take me out to dinner, you know, or on a second date, or any bullshit like that.
No, it's not. I like that, too. I think that is great. I think a guy should take you out to dinner, and I think a guy should buy you gifts. I ain't doing that shit, but
I think
it's a good idea. So if you want a guy to buy you those things, go find someone that will buy you gifts and dinner. When you want some dick, come get at me. That's it, man.
Right,
that's what I'm saying is, like, you could be on point and you could be like doing everything right, but she might come off like that just based off the experiences. And you saying like a lot of these guys I'm out here and I've been doing the things that y'all been saying. Like, I've been going out, you know, in the malls, because I live in Atlanta. I've been going out in the malls to lounges and shit, and I've been approaching women and shit like that. And pretty much that's a lot of times that's what's going down. And then on top of that, you have even like, okay, let's just say there's a lot of chicks that you already gonna have to charge already, but when you actually get them, like you're saying, they don't have no value. They're not producing no value for you, so you're gonna have to charge them. So it's just a lot of chicks that you're having to charge.
One is, you're always gonna run into chicks who are going to, that's their default. They're gonna say that to most dudes anyway. You understand? They're gonna try to get you in that bag. You understand? Now, if you jump in that bag, that's on you. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to jump in that bag. You ain't got to be the one, like Steve said. I ain't doing this shit. So you ain't got to do this shit. Now what happens is, a lot of guys, what happens is they end up doing this shit, and then they feel a certain type of way later on when ain't nothing going their way. They're like, oh, she disrespected me. She played me. But you jumped in the bag. That's one thing. But two, also, sometimes it's basically how you coming at the girl also. Because sometimes you guys be coming at the girl like y'all scared. Y'all be coming at the girl tiptoeing. Y'all be coming at the girl showing signs that you ain't really about what you say you about.
Yes.
And so, therefore, that's why she comes at you with the bullshit.
Right.
She's like, oh, this guy's bullshit. So let me just bullshit with him, too. You feel what I'm saying? Versus you being a dude. Because this you got to understand. It's like this, right? Let's say you walk into let's say you got a guy who's a bully, right? If the bully walks into a place, sees the person who looks scared. He sees the person who looks like they a punk. He sees the person who looks like they, you know, will give them the lunch money, right? Because that person has an energy and you know, feeling about that person where they come off that way. And most times they are that way, and that's why they're coming off that way. So the bully's like, oh, cool, I got somebody out to bully. Women are the same way. They say, cool, I got somebody I could play. And that comes off in what you're doing, because sometimes the chick may assume that, and then she'll realize she's wrong based off your response. But then sometimes she'll assume that, and she'll feel that she's right based off your response. You see what I'm saying? So if you respond like, yeah, I'll fucking fuck you out and do all this other shit, even if it's a little inkling that you might do, she's gonna take advantage of that. You got to be 100%, like, I don't fuck with none of that shit. You understand what I'm saying? And so she's already known from the jump. That's like you got to look at her like, I can't believe you even came to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so once that's happening, either she's going to do one of two things. She's going to stop fucking with you, or what's going to happen is that she's going to keep dealing with you, but she's going to be dealing with you on your terms.
4-4, real quick, 4-4, I know you got another question. Let me ask you, do you go to museums, art museums, wine tasting galleries, anything like that, sir?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Like, I've done that a couple of times, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Now, listen, all I'm saying is this, because I know you got other questions. What we're just trying to tell you is you got to get more specific and stop wasting your time with these ain't shit motherfucking women. Mm-hmm. If she's coming at you on an ain't shit way, throw her ass in. I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
Throw her back in the water. As soon as she say a man gotta or should or have to, then look, I got dick and bubble gum. I'm all out of bubble gum. And all I can offer you is dick. That's all I can. Because I'll give you a contract. You can date whoever you want to, see whoever you want to, go to dinner whoever you want to go to, and when you want some dick, call me.
Right.
That's it. I'm good. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bug you. You call me when you want the dick on your forehead. What's your next question, 404? What's
that,
up?
That's it.
What's your next?
That's it.
What's up, 404?
Okay. All right. So, that brings me to the, okay, if that means is your standards too high? Can your standards be too high for, like, women because they're not?
Go ahead, LaCar.
Not at all. He said, can your standards be too high?
No, go ahead, LaCar.
No,
go ahead, listen.
Like, from what y'all saying, it's like, you want, like, that's what I'm saying, where's the pussy coming in? It's coming in because of that.
Let me show you something real quick. This is what you should be getting. Let me take this out from every woman. Every woman should be sending you this because you're so different. When they talk to you, they should be saying, holy shit, you're out of my league. So what do I have to do to get you to see me? Listen, 404, don't ever say my standards are too high because as a man, your standards are infinite. Your standards are different from yesterday than today. Women cream over that. You want to know why, Puerto Lucario? Because it's the high standard that makes you a jerk. It's the high standard that makes you an asshole. It's the high standard that makes you say you're cocky, you're conceited, you're arrogant. But guess what? I still want to give you the pussy. Lucario will say you.
Right, and that's what makes the women want to give you the pussy because your standards are high. You understand what I'm saying? If your standards are low, which is like what most dudes are, because even the other day, if you saw my other live stream, this dude called in talking about choosing singles, and the nigga was like, oh, well, I'm getting choosing singles by these girls who are fours and fives, and he said, fuck it, I'm going to just take them because his standards are low. And so what happens is a woman wants to be a part of a guy's situation when his standards are high. The problem is, though, you got to understand something. Sometimes you're dealing with low-standard women. You understand what I'm saying? And so those low-standard women, they feel they can't measure up to your standard, which is why they don't fuck with you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you were to lower your standard, every time you lower your standard to be with a woman, you will always be lower than her because a guy who lowers his standard is always beneath the woman because she's looking at you like, why would you do this? Why would you do this to fuck with me when I'm trying to fuck with you? I'm trying to get with you. I'm looking at you as the leader. I'm looking up to you. I'm looking for you for the upgrade. So if I'm looking for the person for the upgrade, right, then I'm going to be the one to put that person below me. It's like, let's say if I wanted to be a really good basketball player, right, and I'm like, yo, LeBron, can you teach me some basketball? And he's like, I don't know if you're going to like me as a coach because I don't really think I'm that good as a basketball player. I'm not sure if I can teach you anything. My view of LeBron James at that point is like, this thing is whack. You understand what I'm saying? He's corny now. I had him at this pedestal, and now not only is he lower, I look at him as lower than me. I feel like I'm better than that nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Right. And that's what happens with these girls where y'all start fucking doing shit because they want you to do it. You start compromising your values because they want you to do a certain thing a certain way. So now they're looking at you like, what type of man is this if he is going to fucking put himself below me? You understand what I'm saying? Right. And that's the issue.
Right.
You see what I mean?
And 404, real quick, I just want to show you. I got this from somebody yesterday who has a lot of guys. This is what she sent me right here. Because I'm the standard. And she knows I'm the standard.
Right.
And she knows it's all about me. But 404, what's your other question? 917, we got you. What's your other question, 404? What's up?
I got one more question. I'm going to have to do a consultation with both of y'all, you know, just to just chop it up with both of y'all. I don't know if you got it, Dean. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but just
yeah,
my,
I do.
You do? You do?
Yeah.
All right. I'm definitely going to do it with both of y'all. But my last question is, like, when it comes to chicks who, like, you know, go both ways and shit like that, like, well, I know that's probably, like, a whole big thing, a whole nother thing, but it's just, like, you know, what's up with that? Like, shit, like, it seems like you, like, sometimes they be feeling me, like, and sometimes you don't even know. Like, just the other day, I ended up finding out a chick that, you know, I was, you know, talking to. She pretty much was gay. Like, well, not gay, but she, you know.
Wait. Sometimes y'all don't see opportunities that are right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. I understand what I saw, but no, it was a certain type. It was like she wasn't a dyke like chick. The chick that that the girl liked, she wasn't a dyke, but she was like a softer type of dyke. You see what I'm saying?
Four. As a lesbian myself, okay, I know lesbian 101. Lesbian myself, 404. I encourage women to explore that other side of them so they can feel. See, 404, have you ever fingered a woman, or you was having sex with a woman and you took her juices and you put it in her mouth and she started sucking it like some neck bones and shit? You know what I'm talking about, Lucario. So what I'm saying is, you want a woman to bring you other women. And the way to do that is when they're already exploring. You just want to put gas in the tank so they can keep on exploring. Because
right.
I'll sit back and watch you two first. And then when you're comfortable enough, we can bring her in to our thing. And only thing you got to know for is you don't nut with the other chick. Because then you'll fuck everything up. The only rule of the game is when she brings another woman in, you nut on your girl. Don't nut on the other chick. Lucario, what's in you, brother?
Those are facts. You know what I'm saying? So just use that, you know, bisexual shit to your advantage, bro. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's really all it is. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, so don't worry about that shit. That's good. Hey, it's good when she say she lick. It's good when she explores. That's good. It's a good thing, okay? Don't run away from her. Don't shame her. Because a lot of guys will shame women. A lot of women won't tell you things because they think you'll shame them. Like, like there was a chick that loved me jerking off on her eggs and shit, right? That's a whole other thing. But what I'm saying is when she told me she liked that, I didn't shame her on it. That's her kink. Every woman has a kink, and you just got to accept the kink. Now, I'm not talking about pegging or anything like that kind of a kink. I'm talking about being with a woman kind of a kink. She wants to explore. She likes the taste of her pussy, but she just she hasn't found anybody to push her over that threshold. Motherfucker, I'm doing a Tarzan. I'm swinging off the motherfucking tree, kicking her ass over that threshold, goddammit. All right, 404, we'll throw you back in. We got another call to grab. 917, what's your question, brother? What's up? Sorry for the wait.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
No problem. It's no problem at all. I actually called in before. I just got a question. See, I'm dealing with a chick right now who's helping me with my YouTube channel and my Patreon, okay? And I was listening to what you guys were saying, and basically she asked me, she works, okay? As she's doing it, as she's helping me, she's also working. I basically told her, I said, listen, if you want to keep dealing with me, you cannot be out after 11 o'clock because that's the time she gets off of work. I said, listen, after that, you should be in the house, no questions asked. I just want to know, is that wrong or am I doing something right?
Wait. You just said, you lost me here. Is she your girl or is she someone that you're dealing with on a business level? What is
No. She's actually working up to be my girlfriend right now. That's why I called in.
Oh,
she said
working.
She Yeah, she brought the whole relationship thing to me. She said, I want to be in a relationship with you, and I want to work up to that. I said, okay, standards you have to follow. So I wonder if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm doing something right here.
What happened when you told her you want her in the house at 11? What did she do? Did she fight you on it? What did you do?
No. She said, all right. I said, these are two things. I said, you have to be in the house. I said, as soon as you leave work, you go straight home. After 11 o'clock, you have no reason to be outside. And you were to call me the moment you walk in the door. She said, okay, that's no problem. I can do that. And she's been consistent with that ever since.
So what's the problem?
No, I was just asking. No, it's not a problem at all. I was just asking, am I doing something wrong or am I doing something right? That's all I was asking.
Now, listen, brother. You told her to do A and B. She's doing A and B. Can that be wrong? It's not. You're not doing anything wrong. No. Don't. Listen, it's one of those things, you know, you're so far in the forest you can't see the tree type thing.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're saying if you want to suck my dick and lick my balls, this is the standard that you have got to uphold to lick my balls, right? And she's following that. So if she's following that, that's when you reward her. You don't have to reward her with the relationship, but you let her. You've got to train these women. When she's doing what you say she's doing, that's out of the blue air. You just give her, you go walk up behind her, give her a hug. You know what? You're doing everything right. I just want to let you know that I notice that you on the right pathway.
How long have you been seeing this chick for?
I've been seeing her for a couple of months now. Three to 4 months, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so, that shit's still new, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you still got some time. But, I mean,
right.
Hey, if she listening, you know what I'm saying? Then it's all good. You know what I mean? The thing, though, is that you don't want to – because what's your reason for not wanting her to be out after 11?
The reason why is because two things. One, I know how attractive she is, and I know for a fact she can get dick anywhere. So basically I said, if you want to be in a relationship or if you want to have an attempt to be my girlfriend, you are going to have to abide by the standard. I said
– wait, time out. Wait. I got to retract my statement, 917. I got to take everything gave you. Yeah, give it all back. I want it back. Give it back.
Okay. All right.
You fucking up. I thought you were about you, but apparently I'm starting to see you're about the woman. She's attractive. She's doing this. She's doing that. Where is the I, me?
Right.
That's why I called in, guys. Honestly, that's why I called in, because I wanted to see if I was fucking up or not.
Yeah, you fucking up. Hey, I want everything. Hey, guys, in the chat room, our chat room dogs, I'm taking all that shit back. Listen, 917, you're making it about her beauty and not who the fuck you are. Listen, when you mess with 10s, 9s, 8s, and 7s, okay? I don't go below 7. They're going to be hit on every day, all day, 8 days a week. 25 hours a day and even on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
That's just – you cannot – you're like the father that wants to tell the daughter that you can't go out because the boys are bad. Stay away from the bad boys. Stay away from them. So I'm going to protect you. And what happens with that girl is when she gets out by herself, she's going to go buck fucking wild because you got to allow her – listen – I want her to meet other guys. I want her to experience guys because that gives her reason to come back, not only to say I miss you, but she will give me information I don't even ask for. Steve, you know what?
Okay, I get it.
Going to the grocery store and some guy hit on me. But don't worry about it. I shut him down. And I didn't even, ask for information. LaCardo, what do you got on that, brother?
Right. Also, understand that your intentions – behind what you're doing is important. You understand? This is why I asked you, like, what was the point of the her getting home at 11 o'clock? You understand what I'm saying? Because if your attention is dirty, that's not going to help you. You understand what I'm saying? Whenever you're vetting a woman to see if she would be a good girlfriend or a good chick that you want to have long term,
yeah.
supposed to be about cooperation in relation to what you need, you want to happen for you. That's going to benefit you, which will trickle down to benefit her. But it can't be a decision made based off of insecurity. So that whole
okay.
decision with so it would be one thing if you said, "Yo, I need you at home at 11 o'clock because you know I got some calls coming in from you know this country and I need you at home to take the calls." So you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
that's one.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay. That's why I called in, guys. Again, I appreciate you both. And I watch you guys religiously, so that's why I called in.
Thank you. Thank
right.
you, brother. We'll throw you back in. We got another call in, but just remember
okay.
917. Remember 917. Don't make it about the woman.
Ooh,
if she
make
looks
it about
good,
me.
Make it about you.
Right.
Because when you
exactly.
make it about you, she'll make it about you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks again. I'll definitely be consulting in the future.
Okay. Thank you, brother. I
All
had
right.
to take – I'm sorry. I had to take that 914. We're about to bring you in. I had to take that shit back. Hold on, 914. Hold on, 914. We're about to open you up 1 second, guys. Let's go ahead and hit another Lucario commercial, and we will answer this call in 1 second. Let me get to the Lucario. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me get to the Lucario. All right, here we go. Lucario commercial. Here we go.
The truth is inside you, but in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLucario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, "The truth is inside you." The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why?
All right, and this one right here. Here we go.
While everyone is either bitching about women, going their own way, or telling you guys never to date women... Steve, what kind of fuckboy shit is that? I'm sorry. Anyway, while they're doing everything to make you run from women, Steve is doing everything he can to push you closer. Welcome to the Man Mindset chat line. If you're ready to spit some yak or put some flavor in her ear, call this number now. You say you want women? Well, now's your chance.
All right, let's go ahead and bring it in. Area code 914. What's your question, sir? What's up, sir?
Yo, what up, Lucario, man? What up, Steve, man? Yo, one quick question, too. Y'all was talking about marriage. Yo, Lucario, I know one of your videos, too, a while back, you had mentioned about marriage and how when most women get married, they get married because they find, like, a beta male type of dude, like, they settle with a guy that they want. But my thing is that when you say stuff like that, and I understand that, I understand where you're coming from, but most guys may look at it and say to themselves, why should I get married? Because what if the woman is trying to settle down with me, but she's not really wanting me for who I am because she's just trying to get the benefits? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, for instance,
right.
my question is that. I mean, how you be that guy?
Well, that's the thing. The thing is, you know who you are, though. You understand what I'm saying? Hopefully. Like, you know if you're the type of guy who a chick is dealing with you because she just likes you for your money. So all these guys are talking about, yo, get your money up and get your paper up and be on your purpose and all that other shit. If the chick's fucking with you because of that, then you know you the beta male type of dude that she gonna take advantage of. You understand what I'm saying? If you're the type of guy who you approach the girl, you spit that shit in her ear, she's sexually attracted to you, she wants to hang out with you all the time, she's thinking about you, she's sending you text messages all times at night, then you know that that woman is actually attracted to you and actually wants to be with you because of who you are. So now, when you get with those girls, and let's say over time, as you begin to date them, if you want to keep seeing them or whatever, you put them through the ringer. This is why we tell you guys, let her earn her position. Because if she earns her position, then she'll see that you're the type of guy who just doesn't take any woman. See, a lot of guys, what they'll do is they'll get with a girl for like 3 weeks or a month, and they're ready to make her the girlfriend. And then in 2 months, they're ready to make the girl his wife. And then it's like they haven't put her through anything. So even doing that is a beta male type of move to just make some random chick your girl or your wife immediately. You see what I'm saying? So you know who you are based off of how you come at these chicks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 914. What? And I'm trying to be funny. What benefits is she getting when you say you, because you mentioned she gets your benefit, what benefits is she getting, sir?
Not a benefit, for instance, you, like, you taking her out and you doing these things, because, and the reason why I was saying that too, because even though, like, I do like taking a woman out, I do like going out to get to know the woman, that, but
that's
like,
the problem.
I feel like in the past, I feel like,
But 914, that's the problem. You're taking her to, you're too busy taking her out and not taking her in. You're too, when you say you take them out, that's a problem. No, I got love
right,
for you 914. You are just showing, see what you're doing is you're trying to rely on your money and the places you take her to get her, to win her over. I don't want to win her over. I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm not buying you. The only drink I'm going to buy you is a tea from Starbucks or some ice cream, or we'll get a 99-cent loaf of bread. We're going to go to the lake and feed the ducks. That's all you get from me. That's all you get. You don't get those benefits because you're not even worthy of those benefits. You ain't got my name. You get my name, you get those benefits. But you just a chick. Does that make any sense, 914? You see what I'm saying? You're trying to offer up things outside of yourself because you don't believe enough in yourself to say, you know what, stand on my motherfucking name. And my name is enough to get her to want to be with me. I don't need to do all the things that all the other guys are doing because I stand on me. Does that make sense, 914?
Not what you're saying. No, but see, let's think, think about this one. Let's just say you meet a woman, right? Like you guys were saying, like a high standing, and then you want to start fucking with a high standing woman, right? Let's just say that. I mean, she makes a good amount of money. She have a great job.
Okay.
You think if you told a chick like, hey, I want to go feed a duck with you? Let's be honest. A high standing woman like that.
No. Okay. I'm gonna throw before I throw the card. Listen to me. You don't listen. You already lost again because you don't believe in you. Dude, when I was making $4.35 at Kids Kingdom because I got a 25-cent raise, like Lucario, back in the day, when I wasn't making money, had a small apartment, I had a little car, and I was taking two buses to go to work. Guess who I was? Where I was driving home in Mercedes, Jaguars, all right, nice cars. Why? Because I didn't stand on what I was doing as a job. The job didn't make me the man. What the benefits, my benefits are I can make you smile, laugh, blush, think, react, and submit the pussy to me and touch your ass without even touching you. So, yes, guess what we're going to do? And I don't care how, see, here's the problem, 914. You're looking at a woman's money and you're looking at a woman's status to say that, oh, my God, because she's in a different tax bracket, because she's hanging out with Bartholomew and Mr. Winsworth and shit, that she can't do a regular thing. 914. And the Carlos make me laugh. Shut up, the car. Stop making me laugh, the Carlos. What I'm saying is, 914, I don't give a fuck if she's worth millions.
Right.
I don't care. She's going to follow my instruction if she wants to get with me. Lucario, you got it, brother.
Real talk. Look, man, when I was younger, and I wish I was more well-versed in the game when I was younger, but when I was about, like, 23, 24, I was fucking with this chick who was a millionaire. You understand what I'm saying? And we did regular shit. I went to get coffee with her. You understand what I'm saying? After that, it was just straight smashing. You understand? And this woman had a fucking – this is the crazy part. She had a fiancé. You understand? She was cheating on her man with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so chicks, they'll get it in. You understand? So you're looking at the fact that she has a good job. That means that you can't go feed the ducks with her. You can do whatever you want because it's not even about the thing you're doing. It's about her spending time with you. You're the experience. You're the event. You're the fucking shit that she's coming to see and do and experience. It ain't about what the fuck is going on outside of that. It's you. Yes. So the chick could take a walk. Listen, I had plenty of days where I just walk in the park with a chick with two bottles of water. And we just walking and talking. You understand what I'm saying? So you're what she wants. It's not about you having to do some extravagant special shit to fuck with her. And on top of that, doing the extravagant special shit is what makes her know you're the beta male. You understand what I'm saying? That's what beta males do. Beta males have to compensate because they're like, well, listen, I'm not that attractive. So I got to buy her fancy shit, do fancy stuff, have fancy things to compensate for my lack of value.
Right.
You understand? So this is why dudes always talking all this, oh, get your money up and get this and be on your purpose and all that other stuff. Because they're talking about everything outside of themselves in order to attract women. So as soon as a woman sees you doing something outside of yourself to attract her, her antennas, her spidey sense, oh shit, I'm dealing with a beta male. Cool. Let me go down this path. Let me do this protocol because I know who I'm dealing with right now. You understand what I'm saying? She's like, I know I got a sucker. You understand?
Right.
And so when a person knows they got a sucker, what happens is they'll take advantage. You see what I mean?
Right.
And women are experts at taking advantage of suckers. That's why they get suckers to marry them. And this is what I was talking about, where a lot of dudes who are married are beta male because they take the first pretty chick that was like really about them, because the chick pretends that she's all about the nigga. She'll probably give them some sex here and there. And then when they get married, she stops fucking them. She starts fucking Tyrone down the street. You understand what I'm saying? And then she's just taking you for your money. You understand? And you'll never even know she's fucking Tyrone because you believe everything this chick say. You understand? She'll pretend she loves you. She pretends she's not that type of girl because that's the type of shit you believe when she sells you that shit. Understand? Your behavior dictates whether or not she sees you as a beta male or alpha male. And when you do certain things by trying to go above and beyond or saying, well, she's a high-value woman who works at this firm and she has a lot of money, so I can't take her to the park. She already knows, damn, this dude taking me to dinner at a fancy restaurant on the first date, I got this motherfucker. It's a wrap. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. And 914, a real quick thing, brother. I want you to look it up. Write this down, 914, Uber Black. Because I know a lot of y'all know about Uber, but you don't know about Uber Black. When you mess with hot, what I get my clients to do all the time when they mess with high quality women, which y'all don't see, is you're going to get a phone call, okay? Mm-hmm. This is how it works with women that got cake, like you're talking about. Women that have cake got a lifestyle that they want to live, like Lucario's saying. Women that make high fives, hot sixes, and seven-figure salaries, they have a lifestyle that they've got to maintain in front of everybody's eyes. You know, that's just how they are. But what they will do on the side is that they have their concierge call you. Mr. Lucario, how you doing? My name is Josh, and I want to give you our itinerary. When you get at 5 o'clock, you'll have an Uber Black pull up in front of your thing, and it'll take you to the house and go ahead and get packed. And we will send you and transfer you the app, because you should have an app of the United Airlines. They'll give you your code to put in for a first class flight. And then you'll have a guy with a sign waiting for you. You'll get in that Uber Black. You go to the hotel under this name and wait for her to show up. That's the lifestyle we're telling you, 9-1. When these women have money, it's not about them having money or the people they're with that have money. They're buying into the experience that a man gives them that Winsworth and Mr. Bartholomew can't give them. Does that make any sense, 914?
Not what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. I was just saying.
So did you have, is that your only question? You good?
No, I'm all good. No, I'm all good. Yeah, I'm all good, like you said. I just got to go, like you said, too. I think I believe in myself. Go out there. And I mean, if a chick is not trying to follow what I'm trying to do, it's peace. Like I said, if you're not trying to do what I want to do, I mean, shit, find somebody else. That's all.
Right. Don't make it about the money, though. I want you to be with high – you. What y'all don't understand about high-class women is that high-class women every day go home to an empty apartment, whine their cat, in a Lifetime channel, and they're crying in their book. and what you guys don't understand is these women will leave their rich-ass neighborhoods and come to your area, walk around in your grocery store and all this other shit. They'll do the Superman and Clark Kent kind of thing. They'll dress down a little bit. But when they find a real man, the benefits are, when I see that flat-screen TV, that's a gift. The jewelry, the shoes, the watches. I mean, funding, you know what, baby? I want to start a YouTube channel, but I just ain't got that damn camera. Damn, I'm gonna save some money up. Guess what? And the next day, I got a surprise for you right here. Here's the camera, $1,000 camera, $2,000 camera. These women have money to spend, but you got to be man enough to be invested in. And if you're worried about her money instead of you, they ain't going to invest in you because they like this. Look, I want to make sure if I fuck with him, he ain't going to fuck up my shit. That's number one. You can't be emotional in this game because these women have other men or they're doing other things and they just want to use you for sex or a little bit of time. But you can't be at their doorstep. Like, I remember Licario with the radio playing sappy songs and shit. Come out, hey, Julia! Come out! You can't be doing that shit. You can't.
Right.
Yeah. What you got on that, Licario?
Nah, real talk, man. I agree with everything you're saying, man. Look, man, again, you got to understand that, because, you know, your original question was, you know, how do you become that man? You have to become that dude. You got to be that guy.
Yes.
And then once you be that guy, she'll recognize that, and then that's how she comes at you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. That's all it is.
Yeah. Hey, 904, did you ever definitely. See Purple? You ever see Purple Rain?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that movie, Purple Rain.
Well, go watch that movie. It's in 1983. And I just want to tell you real quick. All Prince did, saw Apollonia at the mall, right? He walked to a window and saw this white guitar. He didn't say shit. He just looked at the guitar, right? The first bit of money Apollonia made, what did she go do? She went and bought him the guitar and brought it to him because she knew the value. And this is back in 83 before the internet kicked off. And what Licario has been telling you and I is that when you want shit, you don't have to say shit. She's going to notice how, like, you watching TV and you see, oh, shit, that new PlayStation 5 or that new Xbox is coming out and shit. You're like, yeah. And what she does is take those mental notes. And she wants to present it to you because she's saying, I appreciate the dick. I appreciate you yanking the chain. I appreciate you putting me in my place when I get out of line, because Bartholomew won't do that. He's like, lovey, we can have sex on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Is that all right? You know, that's why they fuck the pool boys, Licario, and the gardeners, because them motherfuckers say, shut your ass up, take this dick, pull her hair, smack her ass, and nut. Licario, what you got on that, man?
Nah, that's facts. That's real talk. That's real talk, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, man.
That's a real shit. I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Okay. All right, now, before we'll throw you back in, okay, brother?
All right, definitely. I appreciate the info, fam.
Back to you. All right, well, Carl, let's play another one. You you have another email you want to wrap up? What you want to do, Licario?
No, we can wrap up. I have some
All right. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's hit another quick Licario and Steve commercial, and then we'll wrap everything up, guys. Let's find Mr. Licario. Let's give two.
Yo. You still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minutes, step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
All right, let's hit two more. Let's get one more.
The bad boy of the bad boy. Of the dating game, bad boy of the dating.
Do you want to learn the easiest way to have more sex with more women? Then get the critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. In this book, you'll learn everything you need to know about attracting and sleeping with beautiful women. That's How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. Get your copy today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
All right, let me grab two of mine, and here we go. Let's hit these two real quick. Let's hit these real quick. Here we go.
When it comes to giving her your information, we are on a whole different level. Welcome to the Tap Tap game. Instead of trying to ask for her number, just tap her phone, and all your information will go right to her phone. Information you can update in real time. For more information, just go to themanmindset.com/game. Are you ready to make a first impression 99% of the guys out there can't?
All right, one more.
Picking up women isn't the hard part of the game. The hard part is taking the first step. If you're ready to grow in a way like you never have before, then send Steve an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave a number and Steve will call you. The question is, are you ready to stop trying to be like someone else Find the true you? TheManMindset.com. It's more than a website. It's a lifestyle.
All right, Lucario, let's wrap this up, man. Why don't you let them know what's going on with you, brother?
Yeah. So, guys, make sure that you go to MrLucario.com to get the Expectations versus Reality seminar. Make sure you guys check that out. Also, make sure you guys go to Bad Boy Membership to join the Bad Boy Membership. And also, follow me on Instagram at RealMrLucario. So make sure you check me out on there.
Yeah, guys, the Man Mindset on Twitter, mm-hmm. the Man Mindset on Facebook, the Man well, – hey, guess what? Hey, I just realized my YouTube – I've been in the YouTube game so long, Lucario. Mm-hmm. I didn't know my YouTube is YouTube.com Steve mm-hmm. Williams. I got
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that's
I'm so old in the game. You just go to YouTube.com/Steve Williams, mm-hmm. and it'll go right there. I was like, holy shit. But, yeah, guys, right. check that out, guys. Also – please subscribe to Lucario and subscribe to us because we're giving you information to help you think on your own. We want to thank the chat room dogs out there. Everybody listen to us. We appreciate all you guys out there, and we will see you guys next week, okay? Lucario, tell them we out, man. We out this
later.
Week.
We out here. The shooters inside y'all.
The shooters inside of y'all, man.
Later.
All right. And – all right, we out. Yeah, my bad, Lucario. Shit, I was running. I ran.
Oh, no, we all good.
Yeah, my bad, dog. And I was like, shit, I got caught up in traffic and shit, and I ran back. But my bad, I didn't have my phone with me. I just ran up the street to get something. So, no, we good, though, man. Shit, yeah. So.
It's all good. It's all good. You got it done.
No, we good. I'm sorry, man. I wish that won't happen again, man. I'm usually on time and shit. I don't hate being on time. So, yeah, but yeah. All right, man. So, if you do anything this weekend, let me know, man. And
all right, cool.
Definitely
cool,
hit
cool.
that shit up, brother, okay?
All right, bro. I'm hollering.
All right, 100, brother.
All right.